Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. 2001. Because of a terror attack on American soil and the Patriot Act, immigrants became the enemy. If your skin was darker than 2% milk, you had a target on your back. And yes, they could tell if your skin was the color of whole milk. And if you weren't careful, Dick Cheney would shoot you in the face if the citizens didn't get to you first. 2014. The Obama administration had the largest amount of deportations of any president. The ICE raids were taking place like hotcakes. Sure, yes, he passed DAPA, which granted amnesty to a lot of immigrants that came here as children, but he broke up a lot of families. And it's seldom talked about because the GOP likes to keep the rhetoric that he was soft on immigration. They wanted people to believe that he was turning the White House into a sanctuary where all the interns were now Mexican immigrants that used the Underground Railroad that Harriet Tubman had dug to infiltrate the White House and work for free. And now that brings us to 2017. Travel bans, dirty Mexicans, bad hombres. Trump's aggressive language towards immigrants has been around since the beginning of his campaign. And it has most of the Legion of Doom saying, hey, you might want to tone it down a little bit, okay? You can't really have global domination by being so strict on immigration. Now, I say most because I'm pretty sure Gorilla Grodd is against immigrants, but mostly because he hates all humans. America has waged war on immigrants for a very long time. The way a lot of people speak about immigrants is like the country has been invaded by illegals. But no human being is illegal. Okay, shoplifting is illegal and juvenile. Smoking a cigarette in a steakhouse, that's illegal and rude. Jacking off on a subway is illegal and exhibitionist. But being a human, that's not illegal. Trump and his antiquated administration has created chaos with this travel ban on 7 different countries. They've emboldened rage over building a wall. They've continued this rhetoric against immigrants, saying that they all come into this country to commit crimes, distress our damsels, and do all of our drugs. I mean, they don't even adhere to the puff puff pass rule. They've also emboldened cops to treat any brown person under suspicion of melanin. This makes the least amount of sense. You know, as an immigrant, I can tell you the last thing I want to do is break the law. Okay, there's already so much hostility towards me from just abiding the law. I mean, most immigrants just want to come into this country to do their job, take care of their family, and watch the newest season of Arrested Development. They don't want to be criminals. They don't even want to jaywalk in fear that it might be 5 to life. This aggression has gotten so bad that various cities across the nation are claiming sanctuary for immigrants. These are basically cities that have decided to push back against any aggressive legislations towards immigrants and grant them a place to live without persecution, undocumented or not. Cops can't come and arrest immigrants from these cities. Granting sanctuary comes from churches and religion, and since Trump and Pence's favorite book is the Bible, they should be cool with this. But nay. The Trump administration has actually said that they would cut funding for any city that protects immigrants. This is just another way this billionaire administration is trying to steal our tax dollars. Get richer by trying to perpetuate aggressive language and pit us against each other. And speaking of wasting money, let's talk about Trump's wall for a minute. Apparently, this wall will protect Americans from bad hombres. Okay, just for a minute, let's forget that this is going to cost Americans like a ton of money and probably take us out of the global market. The notion that no one is talking about is the fact that Asia has more immigrants that are coming into this country than Mexico does. According to The Atlantic, because of the recession of manual labor, there has been a decrease of Mexican immigrants that have come into the United States. But because of how much we're investing into countries like China, India, South Korea, the quality of life is improving in those countries. Enough to have more immigrants come into the States, documented or not. But if the antiquated Trump administration goes after China and India, they lose a ton of cheap business opportunities with two of the fastest growing countries in the world. I mean, then how will Trump get his oversized ties? Make it himself? His hands are too soft, too small, and too chubby for stitching anything, and that silver spoon in his ass prevents him from sitting down at a sewing machine for more than 5 minutes. And we all know that it takes at least 7 minutes to stitch a tie. If you're still for this war machine against immigrants, consider this fact. NAFTA caused Mexican farmers to be priced out, abandon their farms, and head north. So if America wants to keep its country safe from these immigrants that are wanting a better life for their families and follow the American dream, then maybe they should consider stop creating crises in their countries. This war on immigrants is getting so bad that more undocumented immigrants are just walking into Canada. I mean, they're doing what most people think they're doing to come into the States. In New York, there's a road where you can just walk through into Canada, and the Mounties wait by the border, and then they arrest these immigrants after giving them a warning. They're detained for about 24 hours, and then a judge decides what immigration process they should go into. See, even if you walk into America, there doesn't need to be this kind of aggression. These guys would much rather get arrested in Canada than live in the States. The war on immigrants has come to a tipping point where the American dream has become the state of the waking nightmare. Border Patrol agents are not as kind as Canadian Mounties. I mean, we've made movies about Canadian Mounties, but never about Border Patrol agents. Probably because no one would be able to relate to them. Sergio Hernandez was a 15-year-old boy playing at the U.S.-Mexico border. That land is just a land. No lines are drawn in sand. Sergio and his friends would dare each other to go up to the line and run back, and at one point he crossed it, which infuriated Border Patrol agent Mesa, who shot him in the back. And a young man was playing a game and was shot by a Border Patrol agent who was then protected by the FBI to prevent extradition. That was in 2010. And after the family sued 7 years later, the Supreme Court is now looking at this case. In America, it takes 7 years to get justice for crimes perpetuated against immigrants. In Canada, it takes them a day to invite you in. The language against immigrants is harsh and abrasive, like putting rubbing alcohol on a wound. Conservative radio host Laura Ingraham says, Hispanic voters were hostile towards capitalism, and that it was becoming increasingly fashionable to reject American exceptionalism in favor of multiculturalism. The problem with that quote is American exceptionalism is multiculturalism. I mean, America was built on immigrants, English ones. They took advantage of the natives' very open immigration policy and then stole this country from them. So our immigration policy should reflect a middle ground of openness and protection, rather than turning all of the immigrants into the Legion of Doom. Immigrants are against capitalism because it seems to constantly make money by perpetuating hate and crushing them through demagoguery. The reality is there are no lines in the sands, only ones we've decided to draw, and through that, we have invented our own fears. We can end this war really easily, and all we have to do is realize, down to the core, at the very bottom of it all, we're just humans trying to get through the day. And this war against immigrants is blinding us to the real issue. The Legion of Doom is now 3 steps away from global domination. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in, and I have live stand-up shows coming up in Knoxville, Tennessee, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, and Greenville, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, and this year I am doing my show, Approaching Happiness, at the Pittsburgh Fringe. There are 3 different opportunities for you guys to come check those out. You can get ticket information for all of these shows on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also go download all my stand-up comedy albums from there, which is available on iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you want to download your music. You can also subscribe to get exclusive stand-up comedy content on my Bandcamp page at ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you would like to continue supporting socially conscious stand-up comedy, Forkful of Noodle, and my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, you can visit my Patreon at patreon.com/KrishMohanHaHa. Check out all the links below, and I hope to see you guys at a live show soon. Thanks for getting into it.